Breaking news tonight, the urgent new coronavirus warning for young people. The staggering number of hospitalizations for age groups that were believed to be at lower risk. Officials pleading with young people, observe social distancing guidelines as U.S. cases soar to nearly 13,000. Also, new hope for treating the coronavirus. President Trump announcing the FDA is fast-tracking two potential treatments. The battle ramping up, construction underway on an emergency hospital on a soccer field. On the front lines, critical shortages. The CDC telling doctors and nurses to use scarves and bandanas for masks as a last resort. The new travel warning, Americans now being told to avoid going anywhere internationally. In Italy, a grim milestone.
Today, Italy has passed a deadly milestone. More people dead from the virus in Italy, 3,405, than in China, a much larger country where the disease originated late last year. In Bergamo, in northern Italy, the heart of the outbreak, army trucks were called in to carry corpses out of the city. The health system nearly buckling under the pressure. Hospital workers sharing images of their daily trauma, a glance at Italy's recent past, and a potential glimpse of America's
life.
Breaking news tonight, the dire new warnings on the coronavirus emergency. The Surgeon General sounding the alarm about what's to come as U.S. cases top 40,000. The World Health Organization saying the pandemic is accelerating. More than one in three Americans now under stay-at-home orders.
New images of Italy in crisis. The number of dead surging by 793, a total of 4,825 dead, making this the deadliest day so far anywhere in the world.
Stock Exchange will temporarily close its famous trading floor on Monday.
New Jersey today becoming the sixth state to close all non-essential businesses, joining California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. More than 80 million Americans now told to stay at home. New York State with more than 11,000 cases, and now New York City with new rules on who will be tested.
As the Dow closed below 20,000 yesterday, nearly erasing all its gains.
Israel is moving towards a tighter lockdown as more and more people are diagnosed with coronavirus. The number of infected has now climbed to 1,238, with a rise of 135 cases since Sunday.
The health ministry has administered over 5,000 tests in just the last 24 hours, and 24 patients are in serious condition, with another 34 moderately ill. 37 have recovered from the virus. About 464 of the sick are currently at home, though, with 130 being treated in hotels that have been converted to house COVID-19 patients, 35 cases since Sunday evening.
Today, President Trump saying the government will accelerate testing of drugs that could treat the coronavirus.
Together, with the power of our unity, with the power of our conviction, with the power of our prayers, and with our absolute commitment to life and to health and to saving lives, may Hashem cleanse the world from this frightening coronavirus and bring in a new era of healing and ultimately an era of redemption, cosmic healing, cosmic oneness speedily in our days.